Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Chamber Chat. And our friend Christy Bars is here. She's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And we're always so excited to hear what's going on. Christy, so good to see you. I get to see you in person.
I'm so happy. It's been too long.
Well, you are always very good about honoring your wonderful commitment to this show, and I appreciate that. But I do know how busy you are. And for people that don't know about the Chamber of Hastings, it really is just like a lot of the small businesses you represent. It's a small business. Mm-hmm.
It really is. So we're a nonprofit, but we operate just like a small business. We have a small team. There's three of us in the office, but all of the same responsibilities that a small business have, we have too. So budgeting, payroll, accounting, cleaning the bathroom.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. Serving our customers, which is really, you know, first and foremost our members and the community as a whole. So yeah, it's just.
And when you advocate for mm-hmm. other small businesses or just business in general in Hastings, I do think that that is an important thing, that you actually walk the walk. You know what it's like to really not have bench strength in mm-hmm. any certain area. And you get a lot done with the people that you have. But when someone goes down, you need extra help, like in volunteers or.
100%. Yeah. Yes, and I think you hit the nail on the head that oftentimes we start a small business because we're passionate about our craft, but there's so much that goes into it, and we're not trained in accounting, we're not trained in legal, and so those are all things that you learn along the way and continue the grind, and so I think it really does help me in being passionate in advocating for making sure that we're not creating additional barriers for our small businesses so that they can continue to be passionate about what they do and to be passionate about their employees and make sure that they're continuing to provide a good life for their employees. And yeah, and so yes, so that's what it helps in making sure that I feel it a little bit, maybe not quite as much being a nonprofit, but we definitely feel that pressure, and we want to make sure that we're out there every day fighting for our small businesses.
And you know the challenges that most businesses face with employment mm-hmm. and I know that you do a lot of advocating to our elected representatives. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, we do. So we do. We advocate on all levels of government, locally with the city of Hastings and at the county level, and then also at the state and the federal level. And this year we've been pretty active at the state level. Well, we have two new elected officials. So, you know, just getting to know Representative Hudella and Senator Seeberger.
And them getting to know you.
Exactly. And more importantly, our businesses. So it's been a very, very fast and active legislative session. And so really making sure that we're making those relationships and ensuring that there's a face to what we're advocating for. So making sure that our elected officials are meeting our business owners has been top of mind. And as always, you know, our businesses they're still recovering from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. They really are. And I think just our economy as a whole is. And so the cost of doing business continues to rise. And we are in a historical labor shortage right now. The state of Minnesota is an outlier. It's across the country, but the state of Minnesota is definitely an outlier with it. And so we're really making sure that our employers are able to find quality employees to fill those gaps and continue to keep their doors open. And that's been our number one focus this session.
So why do you think Minnesota is on the extremes of one spectrum as far as employment?
I think there's a couple things that factor into it. I think just our general demographics. So we are an aging population across the state, and people are choosing to retire early. After COVID, people are choosing to make that retirement choice earlier than anticipated.
Because they're financially more able to, do you think? Or
I can't speak to that with certainty, but my guess is that I think they're seeing that life is short and they're just making those decisions earlier mm-hmm. than anticipated. Mm-hmm. You know, once the economy reopened, it was a challenge to get things back mm-hmm. into a new routine, and things changed, and a lot of it changed for the good, but it was a grind. And so I think people are just making the decision that, I'm going to choose to retire. I'm 2 years out possibly from it, and I'm going to mm-hmm. choose to do it now.
Well, I think it was a good ending point for maybe some people. I know I work a lot with volunteers, mm-hmm. and I think the same thing happened in the volunteer world. People were volunteering. They were maybe well into their late 70s, early 80s, and COVID hit, and there was no volunteering. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? I don't know that I want to get back on that gerbil wheel again. Mm-hmm. I think I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, Yeah. And
it's a new climate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that Minnesota doesn't see as much from immigration as some other states do. And really, we have to look at that. We have to have immigration into the state to be able to fill that pipeline. And so making sure that we're making that feasible for new residents to come to Minnesota is important. So workforce has been our number one focus, legislatively and then also from a program perspective. And I've spoke about it before on other chamber chats, but we're really amping up our relationship with the Hastings High School, which has been so fun and inspiring. And I work with an incredible team there, Jody Geib, the career and college counselor, and then Steve Peterson, another counselor. And I've really gotten to know some more of the high school teachers. And we have a committee around it now. We have a set plan and goal for next year, and it's just going to continue to grow.
It's a wonderful program, and our son had the opportunity to hear the presentations, and it was so eye-opening to him, and it was also very real world.
Good. Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Right. Instead of getting out into the real world and then finding some of these things out. So, maybe before you kick that off again next year, it would be fun to have the three of you come in together.
Love it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would love that, too.
And we can go more in depth.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So, we had heard from the counselors that students are really craving those real life experiences. And so we've got it cut down into, you know, preparing for an interview, from everything from, you know, how to prepare your questions to how to dress to soft skills, right? But those are things that I don't remember learning. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think they were kind of common sense. Yeah. You know why I'm laughing? Because it was wear your pajamas to school day during snow week or something. And so I call him little guy. He's not little. He's much taller than me, but he's my little guy. He's in high school, and it was wear your pajamas to school. He told me he had a job interview after school. So I said to him, be sure you come home and change, honey. You can't wear pajamas to a job interview. And so he's like, oh, please. You know, my interview's at, I don't know, 3:30. I'll be home plenty of time. Didn't have time. He had to stay after school to make up a test or I don't know, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so I texted him. And I'm like, are you going to your interview? Yep, I'm on my way. In your pajamas? Yep, I'm wearing my pajamas. I mean, it worked out fine.
I know. But so that's actually one of the programs too, is time management, and particularly managing.
When you have a job interview, don't take a test right after school.
Right.
It should be one or the other.
Or bring your interview clothes with you to school.
Anyway, he got the job.
Well, there you go. Well, good.
I was shocked.
They must have been very fancy pajamas. I could see right through.
But no, I think a lot of these things are things that we take for granted, perhaps. And I agree with you. I mean, just the fact that, you know, look people in the eye when you're talking to an adult.
Right.
When you're talking to anyone, really.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah. And, you know, managing your PTO. So, you know, companies are far more flexible than they used to be on time off. And so it's important to make sure that we're not taking advantage of that for when an emergency does come into play, right? You know, so if you take 7 personal days, that's okay. You're allowed to do that. But then if you get sick or a family member gets sick and need a week off, then employers have to be reasonable. I mean, they have to be able to continue to keep their doors open and find someone else to cover your shift. And so, but those are things that kids are just not thinking about. And I don't want to say kids, but high school students are perhaps not thinking about.
I know.
Yeah. And then, you know, managing mental health expectations, that's a big one. Because that's a real thing. And we know that a lot of people are dealing with it. And so really understanding what's reasonable from an employer's standpoint, because employers are making a lot of changes to remove barriers and make sure that their employees are feeling comfortable and respected. And so, but then what's reasonable and what's the employee's responsibility in that role too? So yeah, those are just a couple of the categories that we've talked about and we're hoping to launch next year.
Oh, I love it. And I know that you have spent more time than with older kids. You have younger boys, but don't you find that the youth of today is just awesome?
Yes, they are. They're amazing.
They are. And the things that they are concerned about and the things they know, and the things that they want to make a difference in. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I challenge anyone listening to really get to know somebody that is a teenager.
Yeah.
Because they're just great.
Yes.
And they might not want to talk to you, but once you find some common thing, or if they start talking to you, you'll be amazed.
Yeah.
They're not on their phone like looking up wacky things. They're on their phone checking to see. They're engaged in the world.
They really are. I was going to say that. They are far more engaged in world issues than I remember being engaged in. They want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And mm-hmm. that's important. And it's important for us as adults to harness
And I
that.
Think the high school teachers in particular, all the teachers, of course, you know, in all the surrounding areas are good. But I just know that the high school teachers in Hastings really do bring real world situations to the kids. And it becomes a point of conversation in their classes about how this might be a world topic, but this is how it affects us today.
Sure.
No, I think kids are just great. The
yeah.
kids of today are great.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Well, good. So that's another big initiative. And then I know we're heading into the nice weather,
we
Missy,
are.
And you have a lot of great things going on. But of course, your biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up. How is it coming?
It's going great. Yes. So Rivertown Days is coming up. It's the third full weekend in July. So July 21st through the 23rd. And the committee has been planning for months. So I can't believe it's already May.
I know.
And it seems like it's right around the corner. But no, things are coming together really well. We're going to have the Arts and Crafts Fair in JC Park once again. We will have downtown. We'll have the three stages of music and entertainment. So we're going to be making the full lineup announcement shortly. But I am excited to announce that we will have the pavilion as a children's stage.
What?
Yeah.
How fun is that?
I'm really excited about that. So, and one of our big acts for the children's stage on Saturday is Circus Juventus. So we are going to have two shows from Circus Juventus coming, and they are the professionals from Cirque du Soleil. So it's the professional team coming down to do two shows for us for Rivertown Days. And I just can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
That yeah. is amazing. And I think that is going to be such a great place, having it under, you know, under the pavilion. And
yeah.
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. And one other announcement I can release, too. It's not on our website yet, but we will have trolley transportation this year. So our welcome and concierge sponsor, Fleet Farm, will have a spot in their parking lot for people that want to park up at Fleet Farm. And then on Saturday, running from 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. will be two trolleys. And we're hoping to secure another location too, but right now for sure, Fleet Farm will be a pickup spot. And the trolley will go down to the Arts and Crafts and drop people that want to go to the Arts and Crafts, and then also pick up people that are at Arts and Crafts and want to come up to like the music and food truck area, and then drop people at the gate and then go back. So I'm really excited about that. And it's going to be a trolley. It'll be fun.
Totally fun.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to Fleet Farm.
Let's give a shout out to Fleet
Can
Farm.
Can I tell
please.
You, aren't
yes.
they great?
Yes.
I mean, last yeah. year, didn't they have some signage up even
so
during Rivertown Days, and they weren't even open yet?
Right. Yeah. So they were our main stage sponsor for Rivertown Days last year, and they were a huge partner. And this year, our main stage sponsor is Flint Hills. They came in. They really wanted to be a big supporter, so we're extremely thankful that Flint Hills came in. And Fleet Farm said, well, we want to be that too. And we said, well, let's make you a welcome sponsor. Here's what we're thinking. And they said, I love it. We'll do the trolleys all over it. So
I'm yeah. loving the trolleys.
Yes, me too. I'm really excited about it. I think that'll be a good value add for guests. And then it alleviates some of the parking congestion downtown.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just it's super fun.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, these are the trolleys that are, you'll see them in Stillwater and Red Wing. I think Jeff Exley is local, so it's his sister that runs the trolley business.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So they've been great to work with, and we're hoping to just grow it, pilot it this year and grow it from there.
That yeah. is super exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, that's going to be so fun. So Rivertown Days is coming up, and
everything should be up with the full lineup and tickets on sale. We'll continue to update that website. Take a look at RivertownDaysMN.com, and you can see the entertainment lineup and then more details about the arts and crafts and carnival and food trucks and all that good jazz.
So what's your favorite part of Rivertown Days?
Gosh, I have so many favorite things.
When it's over?
This is going to sound so cheesy, but honestly, my favorite part is connecting with the volunteers. there's close to 150 volunteers that dedicate their time. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you, Mo, and I'm sure that you know because you've experienced it, some of those volunteers get a beating. Some people are not very nice.
Oh, yes.
And they still continue to come back year after year and volunteer mm-hmm. their time and mm-hmm. sit at the gates and mm-hmm. celebrate Hastings and everything that the community has to offer. And so I just, my favorite part is being able to connect with all of them and just see like the energy that comes from
that. The energy, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, well, it's an energetic weekend.
It is.
So much goes on. How many people are you expecting to come into Hastings, do you think?
So we sold 9,000 tickets last year, but, you know, not all of it is a ticketed event. So we anticipate about 15,000. And I ask our downtown business and retailers, are you noticing your customers coming? And they said, no, we're noticing a lot of people from out of town. And that's what our online ticket sales are telling us, mm-hmm. too. We're seeing a lot of tourism traffic, which is what we want. We want to bring people to town so that they can experience it, and then hopefully they'll come back, you know, in the winter and fall and hang out in our great community.
So excited. What else is going on you want to tell us?
Well, personally, my husband and I are investing in the community in a new way. thank you. My husband owns his own business. He has a real estate development business that he does. And we fell in love with Hastings the moment that we moved here and always knew that we wanted to invest in the community in another way. And we've had our eye on the 100 Sibley Block building, which is the former Onion Grill, for a while. And so the stars aligned this year and we connected with our friend Wendy and she was interested in starting a new life path. And so it just fell into place and we were able to purchase the building. And we have some really exciting plans that we hope to release soon. So,
well, congratulations to you. I just am so excited.
Thank you. We're excited too. We're really, really excited. And it's such a phenomenal building with so much history. Mm-hmm. And it'll be really fun to be with a commercial business in town.
So, wonderful. Christy, yes. So much going on. Great stuff.
Thank you.
So we will have the countdown to Rivertown Days. We'll have the live clock starting probably next month, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. But not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
But we're darn excited. Christy Barse, this show is called Chamber Chat. She's the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And again, so much great information online. Can you give your websites, please?
Sure. So our chamber website is hastingsmn.org, and that's a great place to go if you want to shop local and find a Hastings business for your services or for a local restaurant. And then if you're interested in finding out more about Rivertown Days, our website is rivertowndaysmn.com. So that'll have all the information for Rivertown Days. And actually, I have a third website, one more. So if you have friends or family visiting, we have a Visitors Bureau website too, which is visithastingsmn.org.
Good to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.